Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thank you very much, and welcome to this week's edition of Real Golf Radio. I'm Brian Taylor alongside Bob Casper. At Real Golf is our Twitter handle. Find us where your podcasts are found by searching Real Golf Radio or Golf Radio. Always a pleasure to be with you. PGA Merchandise Show this week in Orlando. Boy, talk about some weird weather. In Orlando, we've got freezing temperatures, snow on the beach and a little further north, and then out in Torrey Pines on the coast, you got winds that are just stopping play. It's just unusual. It's a little bit interesting to see what the weather patterns are doing, but certainly wreaking a little bit of havoc on the game of golf this week. We're going to welcome in our good friend Ryan Karchner. He's the Managing Director of Golf Development for Reef Capital Partners to give us an update on his experience as a PGA professional out there at the PGA Show in Orlando. Also, Jeremy Butler, Fujikura Golf, who is a longtime exhibitor at the PGA Show. This year, he's an observer and passive participant. He'll join us and give us his thoughts about the PGA Show and the latest on the Fujikura shaft. So stay tuned for that. When we think back after 25 years of doing this show, Fujikura, the very first sponsor to jump on board of our syndication and kind of launch what we're doing here. So always a nice place in our heart for the folks there at Fujikura, and Jeremy Butler has been one that's been along for the ride the entire time, and so we're excited to welcome him. And of course, America's favorite caddy will round out the show. Should be a good one. Bob, Torrey Pines, difficult test at any point in time, let alone when you add these kind of winds, huh?
Yeah, and once Torrey Pines was redesigned, the north course, then it became a little bit more difficult. And then with, like we said, with the wind, it's really boosted things up. Five shots more difficult in the second round. And then you've always got the brute in the south course. And that's the one that everybody wants to play. It is a great golf course. It is fun to play, but good luck.
Yeah, Max Homa, by the way, opened the tournament with a 77, triple bogey on his first hole on the south course. That's his second worst score in 25 rounds at the Farmers. Remember, he won this back in 2023, so just a couple years ago. And then he ended up, when the winds forced the play to be suspended, he's like, I'm out. WD, he was plus four at the time. We'll talk about more of that next, right here on Real Golf Radio.
Count on Lowe's to lend a hand to prepare, recover, and rebuild during the wildfires. We're part of your neighborhood and want to make sure you have the supplies you need when you need them. Every day, we're here and always ready to help you, your family, and your home. Visit Lowe's in-store or online to get emergency supplies now and learn about relief efforts in your area.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Now at Staples, find hot deals on HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Whether you need to print invoices or eye-catching presentations, HP delivers with exceptional speed, reliability, and vibrant color. And with HP, replenishing ink is simple. Find HP ink cartridges in-store at Staples or subscribe to HP Instant Ink and never worry about running out. And right now with home and office hot deals at Staples, you can save up to $150 on select HP printers through February 1st.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it.
Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you.
But you decide if you pay it in full.
But you definitely should, because again, interest charges.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show. It's brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah. Black Desert Resort. In a preview period right now, you can go stay at the Resort Center Hotel, experience their cuisine, the restaurants, and, of course, the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, which is open for play and has already hosted the PGA Tour and is looking forward to welcoming the LPGA in just a couple of months. Check out blackdesertresort.com, where you can book your stay and your tee time. And, don't forget, exclusive real estate opportunities are still available as well. BlackDesertResort.com. And thanks again for joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, at Real Golf is our Twitter handle. Join the conversation there. Download us where your favorite podcasts are found as well. I mentioned Max Homa withdrawing. There were several players that withdrew this week, which is unusual. This is normally, you know, a well-attended event for certain, but apparently some illnesses and whatnot. And then the wind on Thursday canceled play with a hole or two or three or four left, and the guys that were way out of the cut line just said, you know what, I've had enough of this. It's frustrating. Wind is probably the most frustrating element that you have to deal with in the game. I mean, I can take cold as long as there's no wind. I can take rain as long as there's no wind. But man, you start getting wind in there, and it is just, it could be 80 degrees, but wind makes it just not very fun to play at all.
Yeah, it's very difficult. You know, you have to worry about club selection and how hard to swing or how soft to swing. Take more club, hit less, you know, and swing less. The harder you swing, the more spin you impart to the ball. And that really complicates things, especially during wind conditions. I remember when I was caddying for Keith Clearwater out on tour, you'd get to a day like the second round where, you know, like you're out of it, you're not going to make the cut or whatever. You're looking on your phone for flights and you're wanting to get out there as quick as you can. And if you come through nine holes or if there is a delay for any reason or whatever, yep, you're gone. See ya.
I'm going to call you out on that story just a little bit, because when you were caddying for Keith Clearwater, you were definitely not checking your phone for flights.
Well, there were phones out calling people to check on flights.
Oh, that makes
PGA,
more sense.
The okay. PGA Tour had a desk that you could call and find out what flights were available and stuff.
Okay, I was going to say, you definitely didn't have a smartphone back then.
No, they didn't have them then.
There was no Delta app at the time.
Right, right. But there was a Delta desk with the PGA Tour.
A hotline, okay. All right, very good. I like that. So let's talk about hitting in the wind just for a second. Like, I don't know how. They say swing easy. I get that. But so often when I'm trying to swing easy, it just turns into an arm swing, right? I forget to keep the body rotating. The other thing is you've got to shallow out somehow in order to keep that ball down just a little bit if you're trying to do that. I guess there's two strategies. There's one, swinging easy to remove some spin. Second is trying to shallow that out so that you can hit it low. I mean, I sit and watch Tony, you know, out of the club when he's hitting balls, and he just, it doesn't look like he's necessarily shallow or doing anything different. He has a short backswing for sure, but man, he comes into that thing and ball, he can keep that thing down about 10, 12 feet off the ground if he wants to. And when I try to knock it down, it goes just under, you know, the Empire State Building, just barely. That's my knockdown shot. So I just don't, is it because I have a steep swing path? Do I really have no chance of even hitting it low?
Well, part of the thing that you have to do is ball position alignment is an important part of it. And you've got to get the ball back a little bit and you've got to swing softer. Also when you get it back and you swing softer, then that allows you to hit more club. Instead of a 7-iron, it might be a 6, maybe even a 5. If the wind's blowing that hard, and then you can keep the ball down a little bit more with those types of clubs.
But how do you compress it while swinging easier? It seems oftentimes I'm almost bunting it, which I know that's not a golf shot. Bunting it isn't a shot, right? Like it's because you get no pop, you get no compression. So I think that's what makes it so frustrating is you're trying to still compress the ball. You're still trying to make an aggressive swing at it, but swinging easy and somehow take spin off of it to flight it down. The wind is, again, go back to what I said. It's toughest to play in.
Yeah. You know, by part of what I was saying with ball position is getting the ball back a little bit. Part of that, it allows you to compress it. But the thing is, you don't want to compress it so much that you spin it too much, because then it will get up in the air or the wind will emphasize the spin that you put on it right to left and cause it to go right or left more, especially if you're hitting directly into the wind.
Go ahead.
So what you have to do is like take a 3/4 swing, like you talked about, compress it, but your follow through doesn't come all the way through. Your follow through only goes up as much as what your backswing was. So maybe a 3/4 follow through as well.
Mm. All right. Well, I got to work on that. I also notice when I'm trying to do that, I tend to tense up in my arms and hands. I seem to grip it a little too hard too. So that's, I don't know. I got lots of issues when it comes to wind, Bob. And you wouldn't
think. I got issues.
I grew up in Burley, Idaho, man. The wind blows there. That's just what it does. You'd think I'd be a wind player, but not so much. the Torrey Pines, we mentioned what's happened. Next week, Pebble Beach, the AT&T Pro-Am, the old Bing Crosby. This is going back to that sort of sexy West Coast swing stuff. But I know this is one of your favorites. And you actually had a chance to caddy. Was it still the Bing Crosby when you're caddying for your dad there?
Yes, it was.
That's awesome.
I caddied for my dad there a few times. I caddied for Keith Clearwater there a few times. One of the times, it was still the Pro-Am, so you would play 3 rounds with amateurs. One of the times, we were with Clint himself.
Really?
For 3 rounds. And that was fun.
Mm.
Yep. Yeah, it was right after the movie Bridges of Madison County.
Oh, that's a long time ago. A little different. That's not, when I think of Clint Eastwood, that's not the movie I go to, but hey.
Yes, that's correct.
He's multi-talented. He doesn't, you know, he can be Dirty Harry and he can be Bridges of Madison County. I mean, that shows the depth of an actor, right? I mean, let's give it to him. So, yeah, and of course, the famous story of when you went and you and your dad tried to play Cyprus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so the story was, this was back in, let me see, this is a long time ago, Brian. This was back in 82. Okay. And I caddied for my dad there. We arrived on a Friday evening here from Utah. We drove out there and we got up Saturday morning and my dad says, "Where do you want to go play today?" I said, let's go to Cyprus. And he goes, "Okay." So we threw the clubs in the car and got to Cyprus and pulled in and walked into the clubhouse or the pro shop, which is not very big. And, And the guy goes, "Hey, Mr. Casper, how you doing?" The head pro. And he goes, "I'm doing great. We'd like to get out and play." And he goes, "I'm sorry, Mr. Casper, the PGA Tour doesn't have the course yet, so you're going to have to wait till Monday."
They said they didn't have another member. They didn't have a member there to sponsor.
And, yeah, and they didn't have a member on site. So we went and played Spyglass.
Okay. What do you do?
What do you do?
Turning away Hall of Famers. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So, love that. Yeah. Love that. Yep. Kind of don't love it, but I get it. I love it. Love it at the same time.
Hey, and you know what else? I read earlier this week that they are redesigning Spanish Bay. They're doing a facelift on it. Mm. Yeah. So that's another course right there.
I haven't played that one. It doesn't seem to get the same.
I haven't played it either.
You haven't. Okay. Yeah, I'm kind of curious.
But it's one of the courses in that group. And so they're doing a redesign on it, and that'll probably jump back into the rotation.
Interesting.
Mm. Yep.
All right. Week three of TGL this week.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of more competitive. At least it wasn't
only 4-hole difference.
Right. 4 points. Yeah. But it but it still felt like it was kind of out of control, too. Yeah. Like it was, you know, didn't look like they were going to catch him.
Well, and that's the whole point. The reason they have that hammer or that little yellow flag is to try to get another bet going or another hole going so that they can maybe try to get some closure on them. But it seems like every time they drop that hammer, man, it goes the opposite direction. But, you know, the first two were pretty lopsided. This one was a little bit closer. And it was funner to watch. And I think it will pull more people in as we watch it, and it's more competitive on a week-to-week basis.
I thought JT was pretty good. And you could tell he was really efforting, but it didn't, you know, Ricky's team's got to get it going, man. Like, they have not necessarily played all that great. And so it ends up being 4-0 for Atlanta. Billy Horschel came in with the Dirty Bird. I thought that was pretty clever. And then you got, you know, New York getting blanked. And I'll tell you, the thing that was impressive was Ricky's driving, but the rest of his game, not so much. Putter was okay. I like that they teased him a little bit about that lab putter. They said, "You can't miss that with it. You're not going to miss that with that spaceship." That was a pretty funny call. But that leads me into another thing. I feel like that lab putter is getting a lot. It's got me intrigued, Bob. I got to be honest. I've been starting to watch some videos. I'm intrigued about what they're doing with that. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'm switching to it. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I'm intrigued. So you're starting to see some guys out there. I'm starting to ask some questions. Hopefully we'll be able to find somebody to talk to about that with it being PGA Merchandise Show Week. We got to take a short break. Speaking of the PGA Show, Jeremy Butler, Fujikura Golf, joins us coming up next. PGA Show Talk right here on Real Golf Radio.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, thanks so much for joining us. This segment is brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah. Check out blackdesertresort.com where you can book a preview stay. That's right, the Resort Center Hotel is open. You can stay. The fitness center that Lucas Glover called the best he's ever seen in a hotel is open. The restaurants are open. Of course, the Tom Weisskopf Championship Design Golf Course is open as well. Book your preview stay now at some great rates at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. And joining us right now from Fujikura Golf, he's the Director of Sales and Operations for Fuji, just fresh back from the PGA Merchandise Show in Orlando, where he tells me he's happy to escape the cold of Florida for the comfort of San Diego. JB, how's it going, man?
Great, guys. Thanks for having me on. So great to talk to you. It's so great to come back home to San Diego. 75 degrees, sunny when I landed. That's what it's meant to be, right? Yeah. That's how it is.
Or 35 and sunny in Utah. I mean, you know, take your pick, really. It's all sixes.
I've been there many years, man. That's why I'm down here. So
Good on you. Hey, so first of all, how was the show for you? I always like to, you know, talk to some guys and always like to see what's the pulse. What was the feel this year at the PGA?
The show was great. And we've kind of gone a little bit rogue at Fujikura, kind of doing our own little thing now. We're not an official part of the PGA show. We go out, we do our own little demo thing at one of the local golf courses, and it's really great. But we always want to attend. We always go in and see our friends, see the club companies. The feel I got when we were there on Wednesday afternoon, I felt like the attendance of the show was really good. There was a good fever, a good buzz around there. A lot of people there. We ran into a lot of people we wanted to see the people out there. I did hear from somebody that was telling me at the event that they heard they had the most people registered for the show that they've had since the mid 2010s type of thing. So a long time, kind of their largest registered attendee for the show. So that's great to see, great to hear. Golf is strong. Golf is popular. You guys know how that is. It's so awesome to see it. And from this, you know, where it's an industry thing, it's not open to the public. So to see folks in our industry that are all gathering in one happened to be cold this week place, but to see what's new, to share what's new. It was great to see again. Buzz was great. Show in the show floor itself felt like a great place to be.
You had your demo day. What type of products do you guys have now as far as woods and irons and hybrids and that kind of thing? And what's exciting coming out for Fujikura?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Bob. One of the biggest thing we launched this year is a new Ventus hybrid with the VeloCore Plus technology. So we introduced the VeloCore Plus technology last year. We started the year with the Ventus Blue with VivaCore Plus, and we added the red and the black as we went throughout the year. And so now we've taken that VivaCore Plus technology and we've incorporated it into some new designs in the Ventus Hybrid family. So we're super excited about it. One of the biggest things associated with that is we've expanded the hybrid lineup pretty significantly. I want to say it's 18 SKUs that we have now in that Ventus family. So previously we offered a Ventus Hybrid in the black and a Ventus Hybrid in the blue. And this year we're launching a red into that Ventus Hybrid family. So red, as you guys know, we've kind of set it up to black kind of being your lower launching, lower spin. The blue is kind of in your mid. And in the family, the red is the higher launching of the three profiles in the family. So we're excited to bring this red to the market, get it out there for guys, and have some options. The weight range in the red, we started in 60 gram from an R2 flex, and we go all the way up into the 90 gram for an X flex in the red. So something to give a little bit more spin, a little more launch for somebody who's trying to hit a hybrid into either a long par three or into a long par four or that kind of stuff. So something that can hold the green, get a little bit more spin. For somebody who's looking to keep the ball down a little bit, drive it, say a driving iron off the tee or a hybrid off the tee to keep it in play, then we've got options in that blue and black. So they all run, the blue runs from a 70 gram up to 100 gram, and the black gives us an 80 gram, a 90 gram, and a 100 gram. So the 80 gram is new for us in the black this year. Last year only had a 90 and a 100 in a TX flex. This year we've expanded to offer an 80 gram in both an S flex and an X flex. So super excited about that. We've launched it on tour. Marshall had it on the DP World Tour in Dubai, and the guys here launched it in the U.S. side and the Amex for the PGA Tour. A couple new adopters to it, but some great testing results, great feedback. So we're excited for that. So that's new there. And then on the wood line, we have introduced a new Ventus White model. So Ventus White is a 40 gram range category, a little higher launch, a little more spin to it, but venturing us into the lightest Ventus option that's out there. It includes the VivaCore Plus technology that we introduced last year. So the technology is there. We wanted to make something in that sub 50 gram range that used the VivaCore technology that gave the golfers, chasing a little bit of weight, a little bit of speed, trying to do all they can to help hit it farther and straighter. Let's give them that technology, put it in a Ventus line, and come out with one weight range, three flexes, R2 flex, R flex, and S flex, and give them stability, give them the same benefits we're seeing in the other Ventus shafts with VivaCore. Super excited. Feedback has been tremendous. At the demo event we had this week in Orlando, feedback of guys hitting the Ventus White was tremendous. We watched guys with very high club head speeds hit the S-Flex model, and they were able to control it. It stayed in play. It wasn't all over the board. So for us, it showed, hey, we've got something that is stable that can work for quite a wide range of players, with the S-Flex all the way down to the senior flex in the R2. So we're super excited.
Yeah,
it's a great product lineup.
You don't have an X flex in there. I'm guessing that the guys that are swinging that hard are probably not looking at a 40 gram shaft.
That's correct. It's a group for those guys. It was great on the range. I'm afraid if they took it on the golf course, we all have a range swing and we all have an on course swing. They're a little bit different, right? Mm-hmm. We all know that. So I think on course, it's not good for them. They can hit it on the range and they were piping them dead straight. It was amazing, right? But that's what they're trying to do, right? So they're not trying to hit it as far as they can. They're just putting a good swing on it. So for somebody who just wants to go out and put a smoothie on it, it's a great option. So
I love that. And just real quick, just the short version of all of these things you've talked about. We on the website, there's all the tech specs, you got the bend profiles, all of that. You've talked about the different weights and flexes. How does one determine what's the best shaft for them?
Well, the best way for one to determine the best shot for them is to go see a professional club fitter and get fit, right? The ability and the availability now all over the place of guys that have launch monitors, whether that's a TrackMan, a quad, a full swing, you know, there's a myriad of other options. Guys have the ability to have you hit something. Let's look at what the numbers are. Let's look at what the spin rates, let's look at what the ball flight is. That's the best way, right? We are proponents. We believe in club fitting. That's where we come from. That's our history, right? Is to make product that works well for these custom club fitters, custom club builders, and to go get fit best way.
It's pretty cool to watch a PGA Tour event and look out and pretty much everybody's swinging Ventus. I mean, you guys are killing it. So congratulations. And,
thanks.
You know, we spent a bit of time talking about Fujikura over this last year as we just completed 25 years. And, you know, you guys were part of the launch for us. And we'll always be appreciative of that and grateful for our relationship and the chance to learn more about Fuji all these years. And, again, really cool stuff that you have coming out this year here in 2025. Check out FujikuraGolf.com. JB, always a pleasure. Thanks, man, for your time and for your insights.
Thanks, fellas. It's always great talking to you. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Jeremy Butler, fresh from the PGA Show, FujikuraGolf.com. You can find out more on the new products that are being announced. Ventus White, which is super cool, and the new HB or hybrid lineups available there. Check it out, FujikuraGolf.com. And we'll take a short break. More of the show coming up next.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A. member FDIC.
In a world of too good to be true, every once in a while you experience something that lives up to the hype. That's been my experience at Black Desert Resort. The Tom Weisskopf Championship designed golf course is next level with the PGA and LPGA tours scheduled to play Black Desert. Demand is at an all-time high. Don't miss out on the exclusive opportunity to own real estate at Black Desert. Sign up for details at blackdesertresort.com and learn how you can enjoy year-round family fun in beautiful St. George, Utah. That's blackdesertresort.com.
How's it going, everyone? Spencer Reynolds here with Fujikura Golf, and today we're excited to bring you our newest line of performance golf shafts, the all-new Fujikura Pro Series. The Pro naming convention has a rich Fujikura history, and this promises to be the highest performance Pro Series yet, featuring an all-new advanced bend profile design. Advanced bend profile is a design technique where we target specific regions within a section of the shaft and alter stiffness in those sections to increase overall shaft performance. In the all-new Pro Series, advanced bend profile targets the lower region of the midsection, drops the stiffness dramatically to increase kick speed, and a reinforced tip section provides increased stability and consistency at impact. Available in two distinct and overall smooth-feeling profiles, Pro Blue offers players a traditional mid-launch and mid-low spin configuration, while Pro Black focuses on higher ball speed players, delivering a lower launch and lower spin option. Both Pro models are available now, so visit us at FujikuraGolf.com for more product-specific information, locate a charter dealer near you, and get fit for the all-new Fujikura Pro Series.
You've heard us talk about the amazing capabilities of Mountainland Truck Outfitters to outfit your truck, van, or commercial vehicle, but did you know that Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has a mobile sandblasting system that they can bring on-site to you or your business? And Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has an exclusive powder coating shop offering virtually any color you want. See Mountainland Truck Outfitters in Provo to custom outfit your truck with lifts, leveling kits, spray-in bed liners, commercial truck bodies, wheels, tires, powder coating, sandblasting, lighting, hitches, and other accessories. Go to MountainlandTruck.com. That's MTNLNDtruck.com.
My name is Ariel, and I was in a car accident. Siegfried and Jensen, they decided to take my case and decided to go and protect me as a person. And I definitely recommend them.
Here for you 24/7.
Siegfried and Jensen took care of me, and they'll take care of you too.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, thanks again for joining us here on the show, and excited to go out to Orlando, the PGA Merchandise Show this week. And a good friend of ours who's a PGA professional, former president of the PGA in Utah, and is the managing partner of golf development for Reef Capital Partners, Ryan Carson, joining us right now. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Good. We appreciate you spending some time. I always like to just get a pulse of what people think about the PGA show, because it certainly has had different iterations over the years. What's been your impressions so far this week?
You know, I was saying earlier that it's definitely a little bit different this year. I've been here for 20 years straight now, less than the COVID year that we canceled. But it's got a really good energy this year. I would say it seems like it's a lot bigger, or there's definitely more attendance this year. It does seem like there's a few more booths, and it's kind of expanded just a little bit, kind of like what it was back in the day. But it has some great energy. It seems like people are really excited about it, actually excited to be here, and it's definitely a little bit different feel to it this year. I'm excited about it.
For people that haven't been there, maybe kind of explain, you know, the facility where it's at, how it opens up, and all the things that they could see if they were at the merchandise show.
Yeah, so what they do is they start with a demo day. They have a range at Orange County National. It's a golf course. They had a live tour event at the golf course there, so they have two golf courses there that are great. But the range is probably, you know, it's a big circle, but from one side to the other, it's probably over 400 yards. So it's pretty impossible to hit somebody that's on the other side of the range and stuff. But you can just wander around that range, and every vendor, a lot of the vendors, new club vendors, most of the big vendors are set up where you can kind of see all their new product, new things, new ideas. They have a lot of education. They have just a lot of stuff going on. Again, a lot of energy, things happening there. So they bring out a lot of the stars for a lot of the vendors. And Alexi Thompson was in the Cobra Puma tent there and kind of doing some demos for everybody and stuff. But that's kind of fun. They do that every Tuesday. This year, it was a little rainy on us and stuff, so we didn't make it out there very long. And then they bring you inside on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is the actual show inside the Orange County Convention Center that's down here in Orlando. And it is, it's pretty cool. They have I always tell everybody it's kind of a golfer's paradise. It's everything that you can imagine that would they want to sell you on the planet. It has anything to do with golf. You know, they have, you know, clothing vendors, and that's usually where I do a lot of my work, is just trying to look at the next thing that we can do for our golf shop when it comes to vendors. And then after that, it's more of, you know, they have clubs, they have accessories, they have anything that you can kind of add. And if you want to buy your trophies, if you want to buy caddy bibs, if you want to meet with interns for, you know, to come work in your golf shop, that sort of thing. They have really everything set up here, so you can kind of, from the start to finish of your operation, you can get things done while you're here. It's kind of nice to have everything all packaged up in one like that. But it is definitely a golfer's playground. You see everybody in the industry here.
Hey, Ryan, I imagine with the growth of Reef and the popularity of hosting a PGA Tour event at Black Desert and the other clubs that are in development, you guys were probably in fairly high demand, huh?
Yeah, you know, it was funny because, you know, we've come down here. I usually come down and just as I'm the director golfer pro of one course, I'm just looking to buy, and I'm meeting with people. But we brought all of our, you know, our buying power, and our we have a new merchandiser that we've hired for our stuff. Her name's Tanya Morrow, and she kind of represents us for all five of our courses that we now have that we're looking at. And there's quite a bit of buying power in that, you know, where people are kind of trying to get us in their booth as us trying to get appointments with it and stuff. So we're down here, we're meeting with a lot of VPs of companies and people that really want to partner with our entire brand and try to get their stuff inside all of our golf shops instead of just one. But it's definitely a little bit different on this side of it. When you have so much to represent, you know, when it comes to the PGA show and that sort of thing, and people are really looking to, you know, they're asking you to go to dinner, they want you to come to their little vendor for a little, you know, after party and that sort of thing. So it's pretty fun. It's definitely a very, very, for me, it's very, very important to be networking and meeting people and kind of talking people out down here and trying to, you know, benefit the members that you have, your facility, and just the facility in general. It's a great opportunity to come down here and do this.
So with the resorts and the courses and everything, is the focus more on soft goods, clothing and that type of thing, or is it a combination of everything?
It's kind of a combination. There is a main focus on soft goods. I mean, you're going to see every brand and name and everybody that's trying to make their name under the sun when it comes to golf sells. you know, even brand new lines, everything that's trying to make it is usually at this PGA show, because this is where all the pros are that are trying to stock their golf shops. But for me, when I was here, I was also looking, you know, as we have, you know, Marcella's going to be opening up here. I was looking, I had a couple of my guys with me from Marcella and stuff, and we were looking for our that putting green that you see on the TGL League. We were looking for an indoor putting green that was similar to that one, and they actually have them here on a smaller scale. We were looking for some simulator things, some ways to make our indoor facility a little bit better. And then we just had a couple other things on our list that we were trying to check off. Not too much equipment at this point. The equipment manufacturers, they're here, but they'll come and, you know, they come do, you know, calls at your place and show you everything. But for here, we just want to see the latest, greatest thing when it comes to everything. When it comes to carts, you know, radios, everything that we can possibly see. If we want to sell it in our golf shop, we want to see it here first. We want to make sure that it's a good fit. And it's kind of fun just going on a shopping spree of what you think your members will buy when they come to your shop.
Yes.
That's what we're looking for.
Yeah. So what stood out to you? What got you excited?
You know, one of the things that I thought that was a lot different for this year, and it's funny because every year has a little bit of a theme towards it, but you can see the AI space make a change to some of the stuff that's going on here. I saw it mostly in obviously the point of sale and the direct, you know, the member facing, you know, apps and that sort of thing, but you can see AI making a big change in a lot of things that people are trying to do here. So that stuff was really cool to see some of those things that are new to the industry and that sort of, or at least growing in the industry. And then just the little knickknacks. They have a little like the new things or inventions that are in golf. They have a new product thing that they're still working on their patents. They're still working on their products. You can go in and kind of give them some critique on it or buy it or bring it in. And they're still kind of in the molding or shaping phase of what the product is going to be. So you can kind of see as they work on it, that sort of thing. So, but between that and you can see it's a big AI, like autonomous mowers and range pickers and all these things. It's soon going to be the day that we don't need to have too many people on a mower or too many people on a range picker and that sort of thing. There is more autonomous golf carts out there, which I'm not sure about that one quite yet.
Oh, wow.
Interesting. Hey, you mentioned the putting green from TGL. How busy were the companies that had launch monitors and that kind of thing, or even simulators? I mean, that's got to be big buzz right now with everything that's going on with TGL.
It's huge, yeah. And there are long lines there. There's a lot of people trying to get into that space right now that I've seen. So there's definitely more vendors in that space. There's a lot more. There's two or three vendors that I haven't even heard of that do simulators now that were there. And yeah, they're trying to get the price down on them. They're trying to get them so people can really, more and more people can invest in that, because obviously you see that on television. People are trying to get into that. They want to make it a little more affordable so the average person can put one of those in their house if possible. They're still not that, I think, to that level yet that they're cheap, everybody can afford one, but it seems like that space right there, between that and the AI and the things that they're trying to do with all of that technology, that's really making waves, and you can see some forward movement on that for sure. So there's definitely a big draw to that, and I would say that's a very, very big participation in the show at those booths. Very crowded most of the time, for sure.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Garmin next week. I'm really interested in that new R50 that they had just launched. And, you know, you look at that $5,000 price point. Yeah, sure, that's not nothing. That's still expensive. But when you consider it's a fourth the price of what you'd pay for a full TrackMan or GC Quad or something like that, you say, well, maybe $5,000 something I could get into if I considered all of the, you know, opportunities to swing the club inside during the winter and still get some readings and all that kind of stuff. So I'm really interested to see what they do to develop that. And maybe that $5,000 price point gets down into the $3,500 price point at some point in time. And then I think you can start looking at a volume sale rather than these, you know, less volume, higher pricing would be, you know, I think that's probably right now at 20 grand cost prohibitive, getting it down to five. I think it starts to get people's attention a little more.
Yeah, pretty absolutely. And the thing with that I've noticed is, you know, there's a lot of consumers that don't need all of the data. It's great to have some of it, you know, especially when you're teaching, fitting, doing all those things that you do when you go to like an impact. You need a TrackMan or something like that that gives you all the data where you're trying to get your spin down based on your head. But when you're practicing and you're just in your house, you're just grinding on a few things and you're working on either a smash factor or something like that, that's just going to help you be a better golfer. there's a lot of those ones that I think you'll see that are going to, the price tag is going to come down on those a little bit, on all the stuff that truly just makes you the, gives you the feedback that you need as just the average golfer, instead of the fitter and the teacher and that sort of thing. There's a lot of that stuff I think you're going to see here pretty soon.
So I got a question for you. How tired are your legs right now?
Yeah, I'm walking about 12 miles a day right now on this thing. It's crazy. We were talking about this earlier, is we would have, you know, the show is kind of set up from kind of zero or 100 to, goes all the way up to like 8,000 different booths. So it kind of goes through that. And so we had a few appointments like at 1,200, and then our next one was like 7,400, and then our next one was like 2,200, and our next one was like 6,600. I'm like, we have to schedule this better. You know, let's keep all of the ones down to the lower numbers together and the higher numbers together and stuff like that. But it's fun because as you walk back and forth and you see everything, I'm telling you, you notice something different, you see something different, you see other people, you know, you're networking a little bit from clubs, for people that you know from other clubs and stuff. But it's good to, as you go back and forth, you see kind of everything the show has to offer. It's pretty cool. It's definitely, I tell everybody, you know, it's worth the trip if you can get an invite from your pro. That's something that I did, especially when I was at Hidden Valley, is I'd invite probably about four couples out a year to see if they wanted to come out just see what's going on at the show, and if they wanted to, you know, do some buying and stuff. But it's way fun. I suggest everybody, if you can, get an invite from your pro and he can get you a pass and come on down and see this thing. It's pretty impressive. It's way fun. And last day they sell all their samples, so it's kind of fun for most people to like to do that.
If you want to hang out long enough, yeah, for sure. Ryan Kartzner's joining us. He's with Reef. He's a PGA professional. So one of the things, I know they also have meetings there, and they have speakers and, you know, little like panelists and things like that where they address some of the challenges in the game and the opportunities as well. So as a PGA professional, what are some of the main issues that are being addressed right now or that golf professionals are facing in today's game?
You know, one of the things somebody asked me about that, what they like so much about the TGL League. And one of the things that everybody will tell you is that shot clock. That shot clock and the pace of play is always the hot topic of how you can get around and how you can play golf a little bit faster. And that's something I've noticed as well at this trip down here, is there always seems to be, you know, something or a new latest greatest sort of thing. Here's how we're going to do this. We're going to get people on a golf board, or we're going to get something, you know, people moving around. You know, I saw this time somebody did a golf backpack, which was a golf bag, but basically it was a backpack. So you can just, you know, it's easier, it's faster. You can put it down like a backpack and get going and stuff. They're all talking about pace of play right now. I'd say that's definitely a hot topic. And that's one thing that the TGL League, I think, has kind of put in the forefront of what it possibly could be when you start talking about, you know, is that exactly what the PGA Tour needs, is a shot clock, get these guys hitting their ball within a certain amount of time so it doesn't take so long. But I would say that's definitely one of the biggest things that everybody down here is talking about right now.
So for sure, in the professional league, you can control that because of the element of the tour. What about from a club level? Is there something, what are your ideas for speeding up play?
You know, I think everybody is conscious. One thing that I did with my members when I was as club pro working on things is I would do a clinic on fast play. And one of the things that I would always do is I tell everybody, you know, when you get, for one, get ready to hit a shot. The driver of the cart should go to their ball, and you should think about walking to your ball, or at least getting ready what you think you could be. And the person that's hitting, as soon as they hit, the first thing they should do is they should jump in the cart and drive to the, you know, fill their divot and drive to the next ball. Don't put your club away. Don't clean your club. Don't go back to your bag. It's just an awareness thing, and it really is, you know, being more conscious, more aware of trying to play faster when you can. Because if everybody does that and it cuts off 15 seconds per person per shot, and you're talking about 3 minutes per hole with your group and stuff like that, it really makes a big difference when you start noticing that. It's like when you're done playing, when you're done off the hole, you don't score right there. You drive to the next tee, you get everything done, you start scoring, you get ready to hit. I think a lot of that is, that's what I see when they start having these conversations, because that is something that I actually saw when I was down here as a conference on talking about pace of play and enjoyment of the game and what we could do. And a lot of time it just goes back to what they're doing to speed up the game and make it so it's more enjoyable, because everybody will tell you that it's more enjoyable when you're not waiting around, for sure.
Yeah. And I think there's a fine line between playing fast. Sometimes I don't want to necessarily just get it over as fast as I can, but also playing efficiently so you're not out there and holding people up and waiting and belaboring the issue, right? So I think some people bristle at, I don't want to play fast. I'm here to enjoy it. There's a difference. You can still play at a pace without feeling like you're rushing through. And we see that at Black Desert, right? I mean, everybody's got their cameras out. They want to take pictures. It's so beautiful. It's hard not to kind of loiter a little bit, but there's definitely ways you can still do that without holding everybody up. So yeah, good stuff.
I think if everybody starts with that goal of 420, you know, 420 is pretty generous, I think, on an 18 hole. If everyone starts with that goal and just notices what they can do to hit that, I think everybody will benefit from that. Maybe it doesn't, like you said, it doesn't have to be fast. It doesn't have to be 330, but 420 is great. Four is even better. You know, 4 hours is even better. But if you can't get around, especially at Black Desert, 420, we would love you for doing that.
Maybe we give them a little, if you can check in at 420 or less, you get $10 into the 20th hole or something. I mean, there's probably why don't we start incentivizing this, right?
Absolutely.
Exactly. That's something we should probably look at. Hey, you're gonna get plus if you can do this for us. It does. It helps everybody out.
Everybody likes a reward.
So you're onto something there, Brian. So you know, we should talk about that on why. Get that going.
And put the shot clock on the carts.
That's fine. That would be good too.
Shot clock needed.
Yeah.
And then have it if you don't get it done within 40 seconds, you have this big horn blow off. Scares the heck out of you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm in on anything like that. Anything kind of speeds it up so we can still have a good time, because you can still play a lot of fun, good golf in that time frame for sure.
No question. Karch, thanks, man. We appreciate it. Safe travels back, and thanks for the report from the show.
You got it, guys. We'll see you soon. Thanks, man.
Okay, you got it. Ryan Karchner joining us. He is the managing director of golf development for Reef. He's a PGA professional and joining us from the PGA Merchandise Show in Orlando. We will take a break. More of the show coming up next.
Thank you for listening to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper. Follow us on Twitter at Real Golf and join us every week on the Real Golf Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. The latest in NFL coaching changes include the Las Vegas Raiders and Pete Carroll agreeing to a three-year deal. Carroll, at 73 years old, will make history this season as the oldest head coach in NFL history. Coaching changes don't stop there, as Liam Cohen is hired to be the new Jacksonville Jaguars head coach. Cohen was previously the offensive coordinator for the Buccaneers and already agreed to a contract extension with the Bucs, which would have made him the NFL's highest paid coordinator. He then changed his mind to accept the job at Jacksonville. Ohio State star running back Quinshon Judkins is leaving school early and now will declare for the NFL draft. Judkins, coming off the natty win with the Buckeyes, will enter as the number 5 overall running back in the upcoming draft. His 2024 stats include rushing for 1,060 yards, catching 22 passes for 161 yards, and scoring 16 touchdowns. As Super Bowl 59 draws closer and closer, we gear up to watch the Bills and the Chiefs go head-to-head in the AFC Championship game, and the Eagles will take on the Commanders in the NFC Championship. To stay up to date on all things sports and for more sports content, make sure you're following at Sports Overnight America on Instagram. That's your Sports Shorts, presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. We've reached the penultimate weekend of the NFL season with the AFC and NFC Championship games looming Sunday. For the first time this season, we played two plays of the week in a weekend last Sunday, and we hit them both, with the Rams grabbing 6.5 points in covering in Philly, and the Bills at home grabbing 1.5 points and beating the mistake-prone Ravens. So let's take our 3-0 postseason mark and 12-7-2 overall mark to the championship weekend. Nothing yet on the early game from this corner, so let's slip to the 6:30 Eastern game on CBS from Arrowhead Stadium. The Chiefs are chasing the Patriots' record of participating in 8 straight AFC Championship games, and this is their 7th straight appearance. So this will mark the 14th consecutive year with either Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady chasing the Lamar Hunt Trophy. For the Bills, they make just their 2nd appearance since the early 90s AFC dominant Jim Kelly teams. Since the 1990s, that one other time they made the AFC Championship game was the COVID 2020 season when they lost to the Chiefs. These teams last met in Orchard Park on November 19th with the public dog Chiefs losing 30-21. If you followed the Chiefs at all, you know that the vast majority of their wins, 13 of 16 this season, have been decided by 10 points or less. And this game will be no different. We all look for reasons to write this team off, and they continue to win most all the close games. Mahomes is 4-2 in these AFC Championship games, with the losses coming to New England and Cincinnati. Josh Allen and the Bills were outplayed for several junctures in last week's game, but like the Chiefs, they found a way to win. If you like stats, the home team is 15-3 over the past 18 AFC title games. In a reversed role, it is the Bills who are the public dog here, and I like to go opposite that more often than not. For the first time this season, we'll play a favorite, albeit a small one, Kansas City -1.5. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Well, we have nine more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
Two players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thank you very much, and welcome into the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio. So good to be with you, Jeremy Butler from Fujikura, Ryan Karchner from Reef. They all joined us in hour number one, PGA merchandise show discussion. It's interesting when you ask Karch what was one of the issues facing PGA pros today.
Mm-hmm.
Still slow play, man.
Yeah.
Something they got to figure out. The whole industry needs to figure it out.
Yep.
And I point directly to pickleball, and I give pickleball a lot of credit. I've teased about pickleball a lot. But the thing about pickleball is the barrier of entry is very easy. It's
yes.
cheap, it's not hard, and it doesn't take very long. And golf is the opposite of that. It's expensive, it's very difficult, and it takes a long time to play. So that's the challenge that golf has compared to something simple. So hats off to pickleball. I was just telling, like I said, doesn't feel like it takes a ton of talent, but that's okay because you can always be the best at whatever you're trying to do. But the bigger mm-hmm. thing is it makes it easy for everybody to be able to play and participate. And golf is trying to do that. But one of the things, I'm not sure how much easier you can make it. Certainly technology has played into that. But one of the things you can do is make it faster.
Yes.
And I'm not talking yeah. speed golf. I really don't want to run a marathon. I don't want to be, you know, like out of breath
right.
hustling when
right.
I play. I
right.
want to be relaxed and enjoy the round. But you can do that and at the same time keep things moving along. That four-hour barrier feels very attainable if we all just sort of work together a little bit. So,
well, and that's the big thing I think people talk about is that it takes a long time to play a round of golf, 4 hours, 5 hours, whatever. So we've got to adjust our sights a little bit as far as the amount of time it takes to play, the speed of play, as you were talking about, but also maybe try to do things. The USGA has done this with their gin system and handicapping and that kind of thing. But maybe if you're feeling that it takes too long, 9-hole rounds.
Well, that's true. I mean, in some cases you can play like a 6-hole round or
yeah.
something like that, right?
Yep.
It's one of the nice things. If you do have a private club membership, you could just go out and play, you know, a 4-hole loop in the evening and spend an hour out there and be done. Which mm-hmm. is a nice option as well. Hey, still to come, the Welcome in America's favorite caddy in just about 25 minutes. We'll get his take on Torrey Pines and, of course, whatever else happens to come up with the caddy. That's why he's so entertaining. Stay tuned. We're just getting started. More to come right here on Real Golf Radio.
Count on Lowe's to lend a hand to prepare, recover, and rebuild during the wildfires. We're part of your neighborhood and want to make sure you have the supplies you need when you need them. Every day, we're here and always ready to help you, your family, and your home. Visit Lowe's in-store or online to get emergency supplies now and learn about relief efforts in your area.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Now at Staples, find hot deals on HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Whether you need to print invoices or eye-catching presentations, HP delivers with exceptional speed, reliability, and vibrant color. And with HP, replenishing ink is simple. Find HP ink cartridges in-store at Staples or subscribe to HP Instant Ink and never worry about running out. And right now with home and office hot deals at Staples, you can save up to $150 on select HP printers through February 1st.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it. Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you. But you decide if you pay it in full. But you definitely should, because again, interest charges. With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. At Real Golf is where you can find us on X. And, of course, you can download us where your favorite podcasts are found. Just search Real Golf Radio or Golf Radio. And we appreciate you being with us. Torrey Pines this week providing quite the test. Extreme winds, slowing play, pausing play on Thursday's second round. And again, it's a Saturday finish. So if you're a little confused about what's going on, yeah, they are wrapping things up today as the NFL will take full center stage on Sunday. And so, yeah, a little bit of a different story for the guys. A lot of players struggling this week, and the wind didn't help. The wind was absolutely brutal. But you know what? Everybody plays in the same conditions for the most part, and you got to deal with it, right?
Yeah, you do. You gotta be able to, shoot a nice round of golf, whether that's, a few over par or five or six over par. And, when the scoring is much higher, you don't have to play perfect golf and you can move up the leaderboard still.
Max Homa opened with a 77 and then withdrew with a few holes remaining. The winner from a couple of years ago, not having a good couple of rounds there at Torrey Pines. Our good friend Troy Merritt, 69 was okay, but the problem is that was on the north course that he started with. And then, again, kind of got a little victim to that wind, and it just was ugly from there. And unfortunately, he doesn't have very many starts on the PGA Tour this year, so you hate to see that happen. Tony Finau, he's played a couple of events so far this year, and not too impressive from our man T out there, 72-77, and he's down the road.
Yep, but he will be playing next week at Pebble Beach, which is a signature event, our first one on the West Coast.
Yeah, some tough stuff. Ludvig Åberg, what do you think of that guy? I mean, he's, 63 on the North course in that first round, really got him off to a good start. Just continues to show these flashes It just seems like a matter of time before he starts becoming the man. Like he just, it's hard to look at that guy in his swing and his body and just say he's not going to be a top player, if not the top player in the world at some point in time.
Yeah, the guy played at Texas Tech, ended up turning professional, won on the European Tour, won on the PGA Tour, and here he is, I think in his third season now, third full season. And he loves this place. He loves Torrey Pines, and he loves playing this golf course and the type of golf courses they have there with those two. And so it's not foreign to see him up there at the top of the leaderboard with how much he likes this area.
Let me ask you about Justin Thomas and his letter to his fellow tour pros this week. That's something we hadn't touched on just yet, but you know, this is Justin taking a little bit more of a leadership role with his position now, and kind of a change of heart about saying, hey, you need to be a little bit more available to the media and thereby to the fans. And I thought it was interesting, you know, what he said here is the more I've watched documentaries and specials on streaming services on other sports, the more I've come to realize the main reason I love them so much is the access they provide and the insight the players are giving me. A fan of all of them and their craft, Thomas wrote, I had no interest in rooting for certain players, teams, coaches before watching a handful of shows and games, but the way some of them show their cards and how they go about everything makes me an even bigger fan. How much does that reflects to you, and how important do you think that is with growing the popularity of PGA Tour golf, professional golf, by giving access to these players and their lives and what makes them tick?
You know, one of the things I really liked that I think it was CBS has done is the walk and talks, you know, where they get the guys with some earbuds in their ears and they talk to them about what's going on in their round and go with them for the entire hole. I think that's a really cool thing. And I think that needs to be done more as CBS gets back on. And I'm sure we'll see more of that. I also like the idea that he said that in football, you know, at the end of the quarter or at the beginning of the game or coming in from halftime or going out to halftime, you know, you get an interviewer that will ask them a question, maybe two, but they know what those questions are going to be to begin with. And it's, you know, it's a 10, 20 second answer. But yet it gives you insight as to what's happening. And if we can do that in golf as well, whether it's before they tee off, whether it's after they hit their first tee ball, maybe through nine holes or whatever, if we can get that more kind of thing, then it's going to draw more people in because they feel and they see the insights of what these players are going through at this point in their round or in the final round.
Yeah, I'm with you on that as long as it's authentic. And I think you pointed an important thing there with the walk and talk, because that feels like so far the players have been pretty gracious in willing to share and talk, where those halftime interviews or quarter interviews, I feel like those are just like obligatory, right? I mean, they stand there. Let's go down to the sidelines with so-and-so. Hey, I'm here with coach. So, hey, coach, you know, what is it that you've been able to do that's been able to frustrate their defense? I mean, I want me to answer it for you? You know, we've just we prepared hard all week. Our guys are just really giving it their all. We got to continue to control the line of scrimmage. You know, if we can do that, then we're going to be okay.
And continue to execute.
Thrilling. Yep. Thrilling. Yep. Wow.
Yep.
Wow. I just know I'm so enlightened. I'm so much more into this game now that I know what they're trying to do. They might as well be like, hey, let's go down to the coach for his X's and O's segment. Coach, what is the object of your efforts right now? We're going to try to keep them from scoring and we're going to try to score more. Thanks, coach. Yep. There you go. Hopefully that gives you some insight on what's happening down on the field. I mean, that's how it feels sometimes.
One of the things that they've really done that Netflix has done is Full Swing. And yeah, they've gone with three or four players in the first couple of seasons. This coming season is going to have a whole list of the top players and access into them from the 2024 season. And, you know, includes like players like Scottie Scheffler and Justin Thomas and a lot of the guys. And so that will be truly interesting too. And I think that type of thing also helps boost guys and people that are interested in golf to, and those maybe that aren't or wanting to be interested in golf helps pull them into the game as well.
Yeah, look, I don't mean to diminish what Justin Thomas is saying. I agree with what he is saying. More interaction, more insights into what it's really like out there. I think, again, one of my favorite things to do at tour events is watch guys practice.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's something that we all do. We all go to the range. We all want to, you know, improve our game. And so when you see these guys out there, what is it that they're doing to improve their game? What are the things that kind of keep them up at night? What are the shots that concern them or that get their attention? What is it that they've improved on? That's why I want, again, my favorite interview that we've done in 25 years, Byron Nelson talking about, you know, 1945. Hey, let me take you back to 1944.
Yeah.
I kept a journal and I realized that I had too many careless shots and I was chip poorly. Yeah. And so he worked on those things. So he, okay, where's my journal? What am I doing? I like that. If you can put yourself into this game that you love. Golf is immersive because those that watch it typically love to play it. And when you're doing that, then you can really become part of it. And so what Justin Thomas is saying, I'm buying, because that is going to cause it to be a little more sticky and people to want to engage more. We'll take a short break. More of the show continues next.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking Golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back. You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, thanks so much for joining us. And this segment is brought to you by my 2010 Masters Cup, Bob. I pulled this out of the shelf, and we did this a bunch last year leading up to the Masters.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. You'll have to tell me. Next week, your assignment is to find the oldest Masters Cup that you have.
That I have in my stack?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
This was the oldest that I could find. And you know what? It kind of ticks me off because I think Gina went through and threw some away. She's like, hey, these are old. Yeah. But that's the point. Yeah. They're all, I'm kind of sad that this, but 2010 Masters, not that this is relevant for necessarily today's news, but that's Phil Mickelson winning his third Masters. He won 2004, 2006, and 2010. So what that's what I was thinking of. That was Phil Mickelson's third Masters. And then the first thing that comes to mind is the shot from the pine straw on 13 on Saturday.
Right.
And that was a huge move. Not only was that a gutsy move, but it was one of those where if he didn't pull it off, like he needed to pull it off. And he went on to shoot 67, and he made eagle birdie on 13, 14, and 15.
Woo.
I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Amazing stuff. You know, it was funny. I was when we would normally sit and watch with my dad upstairs in the clubhouse at Augusta National and then go out and watch by the green. And I can remember sitting up there watching him hit that shot out of the pine straw on 13. And my dad goes, "What's he doing? Why would that's a crazy shot? Why would you do that?" And he hit it close to the hole. And yeah, it, you know, that's something that wouldn't have been in the realm of what my dad would do in playing that type of shot into the 13th hole. But yet it's typical Phil Mickelson, go for broke and, get it done. So
yeah, he made a huge move. He made a huge move that Saturday, and then he would go on, Sunday and shoot a bogey-free 67. So it was a pair of 67s on the weekend to go with an opening 67, 71 in the second round. But he would finish at 16 under in a three-shot victory over Lee Westwood, four over Anthony Kim, and five over Tiger Woods and KJ Choi, who played together all four rounds. That's pretty unique, those two. Here's the thing I had forgotten, though, about that year. That was the year that 60-year-old Tom Watson opened the Masters with a 67, and 50-year-old Fred Couples opened the Masters with a 66, and he had a one-shot lead.
Wow.
And I remember we stood there under the oak tree right after Freddie's, and we jumped in there with the scrum and listened to Fred talk, and, you know, he got a little emotional like he can do, and he just said, you know, it's just something special about this place, and, you know, when I get it going, I feel like I got a chance. And unfortunately, that was sort of it. He came back with a 75 the second day. And, you know, I mean, ultimately he tied for, or he finished sixth, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he finished sixth, which is amazing, you know, for 50 years old. It's crazy. But here's the first round leaderboard. Fred Couples by a shot over Phil Mickelson, Tom Watson, Lee Westwood, and Y.E. Yang. So this is 2010, so year after, is the first Masters, or first major after Yang defeated Tiger in the PGA. Ricky Barnes, Anthony Kim, Ian Poulter, Nick Watney, and Tiger Woods were tied for seventh, two shots back at four under. Pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So the 2010 Masters, that was a good one. Like, there was a lot of stuff that was going on that year, you know, with the shot from the pine straw and all that kind of thing. Anthony Kim shot 65 in the final round to finish third. 65 in the final round. Unbelievable. I mean, he would disappear not too long after that.
Yep. Exciting stuff.
So there you go. 2010 Masters look back. If that doesn't get you excited. Does that get you excited, Bob?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm already excited. I've been wearing Masters stuff for months.
I got my t-shirt on right now.
I can see it.
Yeah.
Amen corner.
Let's go. Yep. One of my favorites. West Coast Swing continues on. Next week, Pebble Beach. Can't wait for that. Always a good time. Torrey Pines proving to be a difficult test. Again, final round Saturday today. So 125-25. If you're into numbers, you know, we'll see what that adds up to for the winner today. The last thing that I wanted to mention, Bob, and we've hit on a lot of things, but I didn't mention this. Utah's head golf coach, Garrett Clegg, put out a social media video showing all the unacceptable finishes if you don't hit a good shot. He doesn't stand for one-arm finishes, dropping clubs, slumped body language. I thought that was pretty interesting. I mean, those guys, they're required to hold their finish, swing through, don't pout, all that kind of stuff. I think that's a positive thing because I know I've picked up bad habits from watching tour pros. I drop my club on the ground when I hit it bad sometimes, and I pick that up from watching Tiger. Yeah. I'm not proud of it, but I just did. I'm not saying it's Tiger's fault. I just did. So I love that they're teaching them some decorum there because it's something I need to learn.
Act like you've been there. Act like you've performed even when you're not hitting your best shots. I can remember one of the things Tom Watson always did was hold his finish. Doesn't matter if he shanked the ball over to the right 20 yards away or if he hit a perfect shot, he always held his finish. And when I was caddying for Keith Clearwater on tour, that's one of the biggest things that we would talk to guys about in the group when we played in the pro-ams. Hold your finish, because when you hold your finish, your balance is better and you are more apt to hit better shots. So that's always what we tried. And he always pointed out, Tom Watson, that's why he was such a great player. It was because he held his finish. And this is what he's trying to teach him, is to hold their finish and then don't let the negatives or the bad stuff get in there. Do the best that you can do.
I'm going to focus on that. That's going to be a point of emphasis for me in 2025, because it just
holding your finish.
Well, yeah. And keeping that negative energy up, because when you're slumping that body language, it can translate into your golf swing. Caddy joins us next. Stay tuned. You're listening to Real Golf Radio. By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Design Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tee times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
Say hello to 4U Banking at Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Whether you're looking to open a new checking account or simply save for the future, we're ready to help with banking that's meant for you. Experience 4U Banking today at your local Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Please refer to the deposit account agreement, account disclosure, deposit rate sheet, and personal account schedule of fees available in the online agreement center or speak with a banker for more details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Taylor for my friends at Hoops Vision. As with any health procedure, you want to make sure you're going to get the best care with the best science, technology, and experience, especially when it comes to your eyes. I went through the decision-making process about getting LASIK surgery 13 years ago. I was tired of contacts and glasses, but I worried about having surgery. I went to Hoops Vision, and they walked me through a free consultation that put all my worries to bed. I appreciated the professional manner in which they interacted with me. I felt confident in their vast experience and the fact that they had the best technology. And I knew that if the best golfers in the state trusted their eyes to Hoops, so could I. 13 years later, it was still the best decision I ever made. I personally recommend Hoops Vision and want you to have the same great experience I did. Sign up for your free consultation at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's Hoops Vision and hoopsvision.com.
We know how much you love this game. That's why we built the USGA Gin app presented by Century Insurance.
Let's go. Hey, y'all can hit first.
Yes. It's there for you before, during, and after your round, because it's all about getting the most out of every shot. And even more importantly, your next one. Nice. Yeah. Join, connect, enjoy. The USGA Gin app. Experience a better round.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back. You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and America's favorite caddy.
There are bag rats. And then there are caddies. Baby. Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Yeah, caddy joins us weekly here on Real Golf Radio. And you know, the only thing that has more win than Torrey Pines this weekend is a caddy with a good storytelling. I mean, that's what he does. Here he is, America's favorite caddy. What's up, caddy?
So I decided to drive from Torrey to Scottsdale, and I trade in my card, and this guy says to me, he says, "Hey, you want an upgrade to that Jeep Cherokee over there? Is it like a big Jeep Grand Cherokee?" I said, "Man, that thing's an aircraft carrier." I got in, and I was like, "Oh, I got to try this. This is pretty good, right?" So I pull out, you know, and I'm right there, not too far from Miramar, and there's F-35. My vehicle's so big, there's F-35s trying to land on it. That's how big this thing is. I mean, it was crazy. Yeah.
But boy, those F-35s, they can land on aircraft carriers, but they can go up and down, like straight up and down like a helicopter, too.
That's right.
Are you sure you don't have a Jeep Grand Wagoneer, maybe, instead of a Grand Cherokee?
Oh, that's what it is. It's a Grand Wagoneer.
Ah, there we go.
Yeah. Thank you for being the car person. I am. Yeah.
So, Caddy, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
While you were on the West Coast, did you have any good meals?
No.
We're starting out with that?
Why not? No good meals?
The caddy is like Lee Trevino. If he's not with the Real Golf Radio guys, he's just going back to the room with his takeaway. Actually, I stand corrected. I had Ruth's Chris twice while I was working at Torrey Pines. Not once, but twice.
Ooh, I'm kind of surprised about that, actually.
Yes, I did. And I had the lobster mac. Let me give you just the quick one. The second meal, there were three of us, and my boy, the Wiz, is over there, and he's doing all the ordering. He just takes control. And the waiter literally says under his breath, "That's a lot of food."
Okay.
I'm not joking.
No. Lobster mac and cheese, pretty good stuff, huh?
Yeah, but look, let me just interject here for a minute. You're in San Diego, like fish market, you know, old town Mexican food. Like you've got some like local haunts. I mean, look, I like Ruth's Chris as good as the next guy, but when I'm in San Diego, I'm looking for some local joints.
Yeah. See, the caddy's just—he's no fun. He's no fun. I'm just going by myself back to the room with my takeout, and that's it, you know?
Wait, you did takeout for Roos?
No, I'm not. No, the Roos Chris was a real sit-down.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's just the caddy doesn't do that very often because, I travel solo.
Mm-hmm. Solo.
Like the wind.
Hey, speaking of the wind, we're back to the wind again. So I don't know that I've ever seen Torrey paused because of wind. What?
It's extremely rare. I remember we were at Pebble one year, and this is back when we were playing Cypress Point, and I think it was Ed Doherty hit like 9 or 11 putts on the 17th green, and then they paused play.
Oh.
And, that was a lot of putts. And, it was howling. I turned on TV, and it's howling. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be a lot of fun. Because when you're not out there playing or caddying, it's fun to watch these guys get beat up, right? I mean,
you want to see the carnage.
It's silly how good they are in the wind, though. It's amazing how well they can play in that one. But it, you know, the balls were blowing around on the greens. But and Nabilo made a good point. He said, because of the new equipment, one of the defenses you have left is to really speed up greens, and greens are much faster than they used to be 20 or 30 or 40 years ago. They're just much faster.
Yeah.
And you get a little wind on the coast and you can forget it. You can't play. It's blowing that cue ball off the pool table.
Mm. Yep. Yeah. They were saying 12 and a half to 13 on the stimp meter. And then when you've got gusts up to 30 miles an hour, the ball's going to roll.
Yeah. The year my guy won the Players, it was gusting to 30, and he hit it so good. I used to tell, I tell him every now and then, I gotta get one that windy on that Monday. And he's like, oh, 20 to 30. He just hit it so good. It's like, I didn't even notice how hard the wind was blowing. Just hit it through wind. You know, my boy Sebi used to do, right?
I hope you tell us.
He said, you know, I watch all these men, and I win three times Open Championship, and I watch these men, they try to hit the ball very low. My secret was I hit the ball over the wind.
Over the wind.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Caddy's a little congested. I'm not sure why.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's freezing.
It's in the air.
So, Caddy, talk us through how a tour player would approach that. I mean, you talk about Sevi hitting it over the wind, guys trying to hit it low, all that kind of stuff. With today's equipment, I mean, balls don't spin like they used to, but what's kind of the, what do you see these guys do? How do they navigate the wind, or how does it change their approach when they've got those kind of winds?
So that's correct in that it's not anywhere near as much of a factor or challenge or requirement to do things differently as it used to be, but it still affects, I mean, it definitely still affects everything. The reason it's easier now is because the ball, it's not spinning as much. And that's what you really want into the wind is you, like the guy I worked for 10 years early on, he was a South Florida guy and just a genius in the wind. And his big deal was, you just swing easy in the wind. That old saying, swing easy when it's breezy. But he would swing easy and that thing would just go right through the wind. It was really something. And if you're a steep guy, steep angle of attack, the wind does not like you.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about
too much spin.
Tell me about
it. It's a great separator, though. If the wind is not crazy, if it's just pretty good, it's a huge favor for the ball strikers. It's a big deal because you really got to, you know, you get a little offline here and there and it really magnifies it. So the really great ball strikers probably kind of dig the wind. But once it gets up, you know, once it's up 20 plus, it's just survival. That's all.
You know, it's interesting. You're talking about the wind. You know, they play two courses at Torrey Pines, the North Course and the South Course. The South Course is where they've had the U.S. Open and where they played the final two rounds at Torrey for this event. But the North Course is where they normally shoot lower scores, and that kind of proved true through the first round. But the North Course played five shots tougher in the second round, and the South Course only played three shots tougher.
You know that, yeah, it's funny. I mean, I literally texted one of the caddies out there today and I said, hey, I see it looks really windy on the South Course. Is it windy on the North Course too? Which is, you know, I mean, it sounds like what, but no, you've got, think about it, Bob, you've got those couple holes on the front, like what are now 15 and 16. That used to be like five and six way back when you were doing it. But that awesome downhill par three, that's like 30 yards, yep. 30 feet downhill. And then the next hole right along the coast, dogleg right up the hill.
Yeah.
It's a short hole, but I think the wind's coming off the north. And so it's like hurting. And those two, but then they said, I think the reason they stopped it is because 2, 3, 4, 5 2-3-4 on the South, it was there right there, right? And it was blowing balls around. I don't know. The South is so hard, and the rough is brutal. And I saw somebody was like, 300 at the turn on the South. And I said, you have any idea how good that is to shoot 3-under on that front nine when it's that windy? That's impossible. That's how good these guys are. That's a real sign of how good they are. You take an average, you take a 3 handicap, a capper out there to the South right now, he's shooting 90.
Oh, easy.
3 handicap. Oh, 90.
Yep.
Period.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. It magnifies it so much. It's that hard.
You take a 3 handicapper out there on the South course this week in PGA Tour conditions with light wind, and they're going to, 90 would be a good score.
Yeah, he's not breaking 80. If you're a 3 handicapper on the South, I want to see in these, in perfect weather with the way the course is with the rough, I want to see you break 80. Good luck.
Oh, I'd take the over on that every time.
Well, 100%.
Yeah.
I think you're closer to 84.
Yeah. It's Oakmont like. That course is just legit difficult. And so, it's so long.
So let's talk about that. Tell us a little bit about tell us some of the holes out there. Give us some examples of that and what Torrey does to you.
So the first few holes are fairly benign. Number one's a nice par 4. It's probably 450 and I don't even know it. But it's like a driver, mid iron, short iron. It's nice open hole. And 2's a short hole. You can hit a wedge in there. You can make a birdie. It's got a pretty interesting green. But then you kind of start. So 3's way downhill, and it's a short hole, but it's way downhill, and you can't hit it long because there's canyon behind it. You'd be really happy to walk out with a 3, even if you're hitting a wedge or a 9-iron on that hole. If you gave a pro a 3, he'd say, I'll just go to the 4th tee because he doesn't want to put double in there. Yeah. Then 4, hello. I mean, 4 is like 490. The coast is on the left. The cliff's on the left, and the fairway slopes right to left. And you've got 2 bunkers on the right. And then you've got this green with another bunker fronting the center of the green, and it's got a little kind of shelf in the middle. I mean, it's all you want.
It's a par 5 for non-tour guys.
Oh, yeah. It's like 490, isn't it? It's 480 something probably. Yeah,
it's 490. It's 490 and plays like 550.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and the fairway's hard to hit because it's only, I bet that fairway's 33, 34, 35 yards wide, and it slopes left. So anyway, that hole's all you want. And then 5 comes back, dogleg right, narrow green. It's just a hard hole. And it's got good length. And then 6 is a par 5, doglegs around the canyon. The canyon's not really in play, but it's got a 3-tier green, I think, or at least 2-tier green. It's got some tiers on it. It's a legit par 5. Not a lot of guys can get it there in 2. Then 7, that's the hole that Rocco, that was the last hole in the sudden death in the U.S. Open. And that's the one where he hit it. I think he hit it in the rough and made bogey and Tiger won. So, again, that's a fairly long hole, and it's got another sloping fairway that's hard to hit. And
left to right, and sloping difficult fairway, yeah.
Yep, and difficult green. Left to right green. It's real easy to hit a long left. You don't want to go long left. I mean, then number 9, oh my goodness, dead straight par 5. The tee's way elevated. The fairway looks like it's 4 inches wide. If you hit it in the rough, then you got a long shot coming in, and it's a bogey par 5 from there. And then 10's a short hole, but it's tricky enough. 11, how about that par 3, Bob? That's got to be one of the highest.
Straight out towards the water, going to the ocean, yeah. No, 11, the par 3.
It's got to be. I bet that's top 10 hardest par 3s on the tour, if we look it up. I bet it's top 10. I wouldn't be surprised if it's top
12's long.
12's a par 5, but it says 4 on the card. But it's legit, like, what is it, 500? And it's into the wind always. Right, you're going right at the water.
You got the mounds on the right-hand side, right of the fairway, deep grass.
Yep.
The only thing on 12 that keeps your sanity is looking to the left and seeing the hang gliders going, well, playing number 12, no matter how hard I try, it's not as dangerous as that, but it almost is, right? It's almost as dangerous as that. So you make – I think today I think they said 13. Now, 13 is a legit 600 with bunkers all over the place. That fairway on the layup is like 5 yards wide, and it's blind. I mean, good luck even – and if you're in the rough down there, good luck getting on the green. And it's way uphill on that third shot. It's just – tour's just so hard. It's you know, it's a course you'd be – like if you went out – if you got into a tour event and you weren't on your game, you might be scared at what you're shooting. You might be a little scared to play it. Maybe, you know, a lot of other places I'd rather go than here if I don't have my game on.
So let me ask you this. Why do you sorry, Bob. Why do you suppose Tiger liked it so much?
Probably because it's so hard. And, well, let's look, too. He played like 1,000 junior tournaments there. He probably, Tiger's probably won, I bet you he's won 30 tournaments at Torrey Pines. So
9 on the tour, I think.
Yeah.
That's one reason that he probably loves it. But it's just legit hard. And Tiger loved, I think he likes the really, really hard golf courses because it probably knocks the field down a lot, you know?
Yeah, separates the men from the boys. Hey, Caddy, next week's going to be a great week at Pebble Beach. That's kind of yours and my favorite place in the whole wide world.
Yeah, Pebble's awesome, and it's firm this year. It's one of those rare years where it's firm up there. So Torrey's the same way. Torrey's also firm. It just doesn't rain on the West Coast at all. So I think Pebble and Spy, man, when they get, that's pretty cool to play them like that. And yeah, I mean, there's a couple places when I travel a lot for 20 some years, always go back. I get to Pebble like at least twice a year for the last 25 years. I'm at Pebble and it never gets old. Every time I go to number 7, I take the same photo. I've got like 7,000 pictures of the 7th hole. They all, you know, you just can't not do it. It never gets old.
Hey, before we let you go, I have a stack of Masters cups that I keep from the years. And one of them that I pulled out for the show today to put my Coke Zero in is the 2010 version. So it's got a 2010 right there inside. So I was thinking back on the 2010 Masters. What stands out to you when you think Phil Mickelson, 2010 Masters, what stands out to you?
I can't. You're going to have to refresh me a little bit on that. I don't remember exactly.
Oh, man, I thought you would be all over this one.
Was that 13?
Yes, yes.
Oh, well, okay. Well, yeah, that's...
Out of the trees, that's the pine high straw.
I think Phil's Masters, the two main moments are the amazing vertical leap when he made the putt to win the first one. And then 13. And I heard... I've asked Bones about this. I don't think I've asked him directly to tell me the story, but the word is that he was getting ready to chime in about that shot. And I guess Phil just looked right at him as soon as Bones started uttering the first vowel of the first word. Phil just goes, "I got this one."
That's
what I heard.
I heard that he dropped the "What would Arnie do?" because there was that campaign going, and it was like, "What would Arnie do?"
I don't know about that.
Yeah,
that seems too much Hollywood made a movie, and here's what he said about it.
I'll have to look it up.
You're
but I'm almost
to talk
certain
to Bones then.
Yeah, ask him about that.
You know, Curtis Strange when he was going for it on 13 that year, he shot 80 and then he shot 65 and he was coming back and he had the lead on Sunday and he pulls out the wood from the side hill line on 13 and Gypsy Joe Grillo, you remember Gypsy Bob, he was at him. Yeah. And he started saying, you know, "Hey man, we should lay this up." And being as this is a family show, I can't tell you how Curtis responded to him, but he basically said, "You know, get out of my way." So
yeah, and he hit it in the water there, and he hit it in the water on 15 too.
He did. But Phil made it over the water by about 2 feet on that, and it was about, gosh, he hit it like 6 or 8 feet from the hole. He missed it, and he tapped in for birdie. Then he birdied 14, I think he birdied 13, 14, 15. And he ended up winning by two or three shots. So yeah. Bones was actually right. He just laid up.
Anyway. That 13th hole is amazing because you can get, you know, you can get a good break or a bad break or whatever. I know Bernard Langer hit a fairway wood when he won for the first time and bounced it over Race Creek onto the green.
I remember that. And there, and it's weird how in different years, Race Creek could be very playable when you hit it in, and then some years, not at all. It really would vary on how they would run it. And I think that's my favorite hole on the golf course. Pretty sure.
It's my favorite hole for sure. And let me just jump in real quick and apologize. It was a very similar situation, but it was 7 years later, and it was Jordan Spieth and Michael Greller. And Jordan said, "What would Arnie do?" And Greller said he had hit it right below the hole, 20 feet. And Spieth did it from almost the same spot Phil was.
That's just tremendous.
How good is that? How good is
that? I hope Jordan heals up and gets back out. And I mean, he's a show to watch, man. He's total entertainment.
No,
he's supposed to play next week.
Is he? Good.
Yep.
What's with these Texas guys and their hand injuries? What are they doing there? What's going on up
and
there?
And that's the line. Well, except for you said up there. Dang it. If you'd have said down there, I think we could have let that one go. But that was the line of the day. What is with those Texas guys and the hand injuries?
Yeah.
Maybe they're just waving too much. You know, they're very nice in tech. Everybody waves, you know?
Hey, listen, I got one piece of advice for him. Start counting your money with the other hand when this one gets too sore.
With that, we'll let you go. Caddy, you're the best. Have a good time in Phoenix, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There you go. That's the Caddy right here on Real Golf Radio. Woo, good stuff. What a great show today. Hope you enjoyed it. Again, tough conditions at Torrey Pines. Word is we'll probably see Torrey again in place of Riviera for the Genesis, but no official word on that as we speak at this very moment. Appreciate everybody who joined us. Karchner from the PGA Show. Appreciate the Caddy. Thanks to Dave Glauser, our producer. For Bob Casper and Brian Taylor, we'll see you next week right here on Real Golf Radio.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.